So what we're going to look at now is getting SEO traffic with what I call 50% automated AI. So the last video was about basically 100% automated traffic. Here we're looking at 50%, give or take, automation. So if you have an authority site, then you want great content, but of course that is difficult. And you know, the ideal thing to you would be to write all the content by hand, which would ensure excellent content. But in all honesty, I don't think it's going to be worth it for you. It's when we can kind of compare it to the other options, such as paid traffic or putting an offer together and getting affiliates to promote it. I just don't think taking, 6 months or a year to wait for that payoff, even assuming that you can target the right keywords, and of course, assuming that you've actually positioned everything correctly so that the traffic you're getting is going to be targeted and relevant to your offer, I'm just not entirely convinced it's going to be worth it. And so what we'll want to do then is to kind of dabble in this a little bit. And the way to do that is not by having GPT rewrite other people's content. Instead, what we're going to want to do is very broadly to look at, for any given keyword, look at the top rankings and take the structure of their content. So how is it structured? What are the subsections? What are the key points that they make? We'll want to take that and use that as a starting point. And broadly, what I suggest you do is go and look at the top 10 rankings for a given keyword on Google. Extract the structure of their sites, give it to a language model such as GPT, and ask it to suggest a similar structure to all of those. Then ask it to fill it out and write a rough summary, bullet point sketch of what to write about all those sections, and then use that as a starting point to actually create content. And of course, you can have GPT write that content, but the way to do it is to extract the structure of successful articles that are ranking, successful content that's ranking, then have GPT fill it out with some skeleton bullet points, and then use that as a starting point for GPT to write out the full content. The second point I'll make is you only want to create high value content, okay? And so we don't want to be, spending 6 months targeting keywords that we actually find out aren't relevant, aren't targeted, aren't commercial in nature, and won't make us any money. And so here are a list of some high value content types. And the first one I'll mention is how-to keywords that lead directly to your product and to your brand and the offer that you're recommending, whether it's an affiliate link or someone else's. And so the how-to question, the answer to that should fundamentally be, you want to do XYZ, how to do XYZ will do it best by buying my products. And of course, the actual content can list all of the reasons or rather all of the ways that people can accomplish that. You can give them information, you can give them tips, but the conclusion should be, the best way to do this how-to, to answer this question, is by buying this product. And the second one is product reviews, which we've looked at. The third one is product X versus product Y, or alternatively, comparisons of multiple products or top 10 lists. And of course, again, the conclusion to this should be the best product within this discussion is the one that I can either sell my own product or is an affiliate link for something else. Fourthly, ultra long tail keywords. And so not just two or three word phrases, but four, five, six word phrases that are ultra targeted, very low competition, and that you can completely own with a single AI generated article. And then fifthly as well, one huge one is product genre keywords, which are basically, I've talked about them before, it's basically keywords and phrases that describe a class of products, such as a keyword tool, lightweight laptop, website builder, AI marketing agent. And for these, you can do a top 10 comparison and you can talk about all of the different options and then, of course, make one recommendation. And so I'm not going to spend a ton of time talking about SEO traffic that isn't fully automated. There's a lot more to the SEO rabbit hole. This is like a, probably a $10 or a $50 billion industry. There's a lot to talk about here. And it's not really my specialty, if I'm honest. I prefer to look at other traffic sources, which are faster, more profitable, and easier to do and to replicate, such as affiliate traffic, paid traffic. But this is one that I did want to talk about. And if you do want to do it away from 100% automation with programmatic SEO, then these are some quick points. So thanks, and I'll see you in the next video.